first person singular. Views expressed are those of the commentator. Alan Rich seeks to identify a moment of earthly significance.
We are living through the early stages of what scientists have dubbed the Anthropocene. The label implies that human agency has impacted Earth's surface and climate enough to deserve a new name. But when did it start? Archaeologists, geologists, and historians differ concerning what significant transformative moment should mark its threshold. The answer may be waiting in a Santa Cruz refrigerator. A team of Stanford geologists propose that a precise date might be identified by pulling 36-foot-long cores of mud from a reservoir which has been steadily collecting sediment since 1892 in the hills above their campus. The rapid rate of sedimentation, 6 or 7 inches each year, allows very high-resolution analysis of the relative influence of human and natural events during the 20th century. The cores are currently being kept cool in the USGS labs on the west side of town. The plague year has delayed some of the research, led by Stanford's Allison Stegner, but analyses have continued in isolation at partnering labs in the US and Europe. A year may not seem much in geological time. The sedimentary archives in those cool cores may soon allow the multiple tracks of international research to reach consensus. The Anthropocene's so-called golden spike.
Alan Rich is a cultural geographer living in Santa Cruz. If you would like to hear this or other pieces, go to ksqd.org/first-person-singular. For First Person Singular, I'm Lori Korn.